On this episode, we're going to talk about how you should be talking to consumers in 2021. If you haven't noticed, consumers have changed a little bit over the last couple of years. What they expect has changed, the way, like their understanding, their savviness or lack thereof has changed. You need to be able to adjust and learn how to speak to them so that they'll actually listen to you and want to hire you. And then I have a little special surprise announcement.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 211 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and I'm excited to do the first episode of the new year. This is going to be a good one, guys. This is a topic that it's really it's mind-boggling how many agents and loan officers just don't consciously think about this. And what happens is we talk over the heads. Talk right over the heads of the consumer. They don't know what the fuck we're talking about when we talk about the FHFA raising the loan limits or the interest rates, that the Fed funds rate got changed, or when we say things like over ask. Not everyone knows what that means. Okay, so we're going to talk about, first off, what the problem is, and then how to fix it. Okay, so what you should be doing so that the content you put out there is connecting with the consumers. And if you can do this right, if you guys can nail this and figure this shit out and be intentional about how you say things, understanding who your audience is, you're going to get hired a lot. All right, people are going to be sharing your videos and your content with their friends and their family. And they're like, hey, I just learned so much from this person. Weren't you looking for a realtor? Here's the opportunity, though. The opportunity is huge because so many agents are just putting out industry jargon. They're just talking over the heads of people using words and phrases that we as professionals use in our office. You can't talk to consumers the same way we talk to each other as agents. They're not agents. They're not industry insiders. So, I mean, that's why they're looking for an agent in the first place, is because they don't understand this shit. So don't speak to them as if they do. Now, I'm not saying you have to speak to them like they're idiots, because they're not, but you have to understand what's industry insider jargon and what's common knowledge, and being conscious of it is the start. So we're going to talk about this. Before I get to my special announcement real quick that I teased in the intro, and I'm pretty excited about this. You guys should be excited too, because I'm tired of the messages. I'm tired of the messages and the requests. So I just did what you guys told me to do. Yesterday on Instagram, I posted, by the way, at Massive Agent on Instagram, I posted a little quote that says, using industry jargon in your content doesn't make you look smart. Instead, it shows consumers that you're not able to educate or advise them. Okay, think about that for a second. If they don't know what the hell you're talking about, do you think that they're going to be like, ooh, that's someone really intelligent that I want to work with? No, they're going to be like, they can't even speak my language. Like, dumb it down for me, dude. So you think, I know a lot of agents do this. You think that you're sounding smart by using industry jargon, but you're not. You're not the only agent in town. You're not the only agent in that consumer's newsfeed. Okay, so if you are just saying a bunch of nonsense, using big words, big phrases, talking about concepts that you may not understand yourself, like it's funny, on this Instagram post, I had someone in the caption, I mentioned, you know, when agents post, the FHFA just increased loan limits, and some people are like, well, what's the FHFA? Exactly. Agents don't know what the fuck it is. So we expect consumers to know what it is. And look, it doesn't matter. What matters is, what does it mean to them? If the loan limits for your county just got increased, what does that mean to the consumer? What does that mean if you're a property owner? What does that mean if you're a buyer? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? If they were looking to buy a house in June, what does that mean for them? That is speaking their language, not just regurgitating the headline that comes from an industry publication like Inman or Housing News, Housing Wire, sorry. So more on that topic here in a second. Excuse the, like, I have this thing in my throat, like my sinuses are all congested and I'm just like, oh, I mean, this happens every winter. Do I have COVID? Do I not? Don't know. Don't care. Typical winter shit. So yeah, I've got my water here and I may have to take a break from time to time to have a sip so that I don't get this big bleh thing in my throat. And if you're watching on YouTube, I apologize for the red eyes. I have not been smoking weed all day, although it may look like it. Because if I had been smoking weed all day, this would be a much more entertaining episode, I'll tell you that much. So I'm going to do my best to keep it entertaining for you guys, even without the copious amounts of weed. Anyways, that was weird and random. Okay, so back a few weeks ago, I put out there, hey, we're going to do our first in-person event in Salt Lake City. We're going to do it in February. It's going to be the Massive Agent Society Coaching Live. And it sold out pretty quick. And I've been getting people that are just now hearing the episodes where I announced it, and they're just now wrapping their heads around it. And they're like, hey, well, that sounds pretty cool. I want in. Like, when's the next one? Well, I'm going to do you one better, okay? We're not going to do another event. We're not going to open up more seats because once it's sold out, it's sold out. What I am going to do today is something that I was going to wait a month or two to do, but I think you guys will like this. So as you've heard me talk about in the past, I'm completely redoing the Massive Agent Society. The only thing that I'm keeping is the name, all right? Mainly because I don't want to come up with yet another name and confuse people and do a new website, new branding, all this shit, right? Plus, I think it's a pretty badass name, especially considering what it's about to be. So the Massive Agent Society 2.0, if you will, is going to be, we're going to take all the training from the old one, all the Facebook ads database, the training of how to do Facebook ads, the step-by-step copy paste, all of it. We're going to put that over here in this corner, and then we're going to add a bunch of cool shit to it. What I've learned is just giving you information, giving you how-tos and telling you how to do some ads, that's great for some people, but it's not great for people that maybe aren't ready for it or have bad habits or you have limiting beliefs. You don't think that you could be successful. You don't think that people are going to respond to your drip campaigns and you're just not there, right? It's like if you have a hole in the bottom of a bucket and you're trying to fill it up with water, you can't do it. You can't catch up. So all of that information that you're trying to put in, all the tactics and strategies and how-tos, that's all great, but if your mind isn't ready for it, it's not going to do any good. You need the information, you need tactics and strategies, and we have a lot of great tactics and strategies, but you need to improve you, okay? And so I've been thinking for a while now, how do I make the Massive Agent Society more impactful? And originally, I was going to start a whole new program called the Massive Agent Impact. I'm all about... What really interests me is making a direct and massive impact on your life and on your career. And just giving you information is not going to do it. So we're totally scrapping everything. We're not deleting it. It's still there. If you're a current member, we're just adding on to everything else. So you're going to get me, okay? Every week, we're going to do a coaching call, all right? And I'm announcing this today because we're going to be doing a beta group. Right, we're going to be doing a beta group, the Massive Agent Society beta, and it's going to be half the price of once we finally launch this thing. There is limited availability, so you can actually join us right in the beginning in our beta group, and it's going to be super impactful. I have homework for you. As soon as you join, there's a 7-day action plan that you must follow. Every single day, you need to do one of these things, and we're going to follow up and make sure you do it. We're building accountability right into this thing. This is for serious people. This is for agents and loan officers that know that there's just something missing. Maybe it's motivation. Maybe it's belief. Maybe it's maybe it is tactics. Maybe you just don't quite know what to do. Or maybe you suffer from procrastination, a lack of focus, shiny object syndrome, all of it, right? It's all super common. You need somebody to hold your hand. You need someone to listen to what's going on and help you figure out the path forward. That's what we're going to do, okay? That's where the impact comes from. It's not just speaking some information into your ears and hoping that you do it. Because what we found is a lot of agents don't do it. A lot of agents don't. I don't like that. I don't want to just take your money. That's not cool. Like, I want to build a massively successful business by helping you build a massively successful business. That's it. That's just good business anyways. So long story short, guys, right now I'm opening up for 1 week a select beta group for Massive Agent Society, for new Massive Agent Society members. It's half the price that it's going to be. So go to MassiveAgentSociety.com/beta. MassiveAgentSociety.com/beta. Join us. Here's what I will say. Right, there's more information on the website about what's included in this, but it's going to be weekly calls. Each we're going to do 4 different topics per month and rotate them. Categories, really. There's going to be different topics every week, but the categories, there'll be a different one every week of the month. And it's meant to have maximum impact on your marketing, on how many clients you have, on your profitability, on your mindset as an agent or loan officer, as a human being, on your health. We're going to cover all of it, guys. It's going to be badass. So if you're looking for someone to hold your hand and kick your ass, this is for you. If you're sensitive and you're not really to do the work and you don't want to be held accountable, you don't want to have homework, go do something else. This is not for you. If you want results, go to MassiveAgentSociety.com/beta and get one of those spots. Only open for a week. Only open for 1 week, guys, and then we're going to shut it down. And then as we add more to the program, you guys get to enjoy. So you'll be grandfathered in at the current price. Anyways, let's talk about talking to consumers, shall we? I see this all the time, agents that are just regurgitating headlines, whether they hear that from CNBC, from Housing Wire, from Inman, from their title rep shared an article with them, whatever, about housing prices or whatever. What you need to understand is that the consumer only understands consumer shit. They are not real estate professionals. That's why they are hiring an agent, is so that the agent can know all the stuff, right? That's not their job. That's our job. So please stop treating the consumer like they know what over ask means. Or, I mean, they know what a listing is. Okay. I used to say, stop calling it a listing. They all know what a listing is. That's been made very common by Zillow and by HGTV, $1 million listing and all that stuff. So that's all fine. But if you're talking about loan limits, if you're talking about Fed funds rates, if you're talking about even interest rates in general, most consumers, they don't really understand what the interest rate means to them. They think they do. They think they know what the interest rate means to them. But what I found over the last 11 years or so, there are people who go in to talk to one of my lenders and they're like, hey, well, this place over here is advertising this interest rate. So the lender says, well, okay, well, if you'd like that interest rate, here's what it's going to cost you. You have to pay this much out of pocket. You have to pay some points. You have all of this. And most of the time, the buyer ends up saying, screw it. I want the higher interest rate. I want the lower monthly payment and less out of pocket. But they don't understand that if it's just surface level interest rate shit. So understanding that as an agent, how do we communicate that to them? Now, they should be having that conversation with your lender, but you need to at least let them know, hey, there's more than just the interest rate here. So if you're sharing interest rate stuff, first off, it's boring, so don't. But if you do, if you're like, hey, rates are going to go up, explain what that means. Explain literally what it means to them. If they want to sell their house and buy something else, that means they're probably going to have fewer buyers. If interest rates have jumped, that may bring some buyers out of the market, but it's also going to cost them more money when they go to buy something else. So, and then be very specific. If they have a $500,000 house that they're going to buy, if the interest rate jumps 0.5%, that it goes from this much a month to this much per month. Be as specific as possible with consumers so that they can imagine it, so that they can actually like grasp it. If you're just giving them surface level shit, they're going to decide subconsciously you're not the agent for them because you weren't able to connect with them with deep understanding. You weren't able to provide deep understanding for them. People hire agents and loan officers because they want an advisor. They want somebody that can educate them and guide them and teach them. Like whenever I'm involved in buying something, maybe if it's a certain car, like when my wife and I bought our Tesla earlier this year, there was some stuff about Teslas I didn't understand, and about electric cars and the batteries, like, do you charge them all the way? Do you not? Like, all this little stuff. And so I asked a lot of questions, and the people down at the Tesla, it's not a dealership, but at the Tesla, I guess it is the Tesla dealership, they started to understand that I wanted to understand. And so they just started getting out ahead and say, hey, you'd probably be interested to know this. And did you know that it works this way? If you're used to driving a gas-powered car, then you're not even familiar with this. Did you know that you don't even need to use your brake pedal with a Tesla? You can just let off the gas and the car slows down. And I'm like, what? So they became teachers. And if you can do that with your clients, then they're gonna resonate. You are going to resonate with them so much more than if you're just giving them facts. If you're just reading facts at them and not really caring if they grasp it, well, you're not going to have a very long career, because very few people will hire you and you're just not going to survive. So to survive 2022, you have to consider who the audience is. All right. I have no problem if you want to share that the FHFA with realtors. Don't know who the hell FHFA is. Like, I, until a few years ago, didn't know who they were. I still don't really know and don't really give a shit, to be honest, but they're responsible for raising the limits that they'll loan FHA on. Okay. So that's kind of important. So what you want to, instead of saying, hey, they raised the loan limits, which consumers are like, what does that mean? Like, you mean I couldn't get a loan for more than 700K? Well, no, that's not exactly what that means. So you explain, since they raised the limits, now if you want to use the FHA loan, which means 3.5 down, blah, 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 now you can buy more house. You can qualify, more people can qualify now for an FHA loan now that these limits are raised. So before, if you just say like the headline, they don't get it. They're like, okay, what does that mean? Like, I don't care because I don't need a house that expensive or whatever. You have to explain what it means to them. Not just what it means, not just the definition, but what it means to them. If you can get in the habit of doing this and you become a teacher and you are answering questions in your content and in the conversations you have with people, they're going to enjoy being around you. They're going to enjoy consuming what you have to say because they learn something. They learn something new that they don't get from everybody else. And if you become the agent that they see as the teacher and as the one that they're going to learn something from, I guarantee you that when the time comes, they're going to hire you. And if the time for them is not right, they're going to refer you to their sister-in-law, Sally, who needs to buy a house. That's just how it works. You will become the one in their eyes, and they're going to tell everybody about you. What's amazing is if you do all the stuff we talked about in the last episode with the five things you need to know for 2022, which is mostly like exposure related stuff. If you can do that stuff and really get content out there and do a bunch of video and get it seen in a bunch of places, and the content within that content, well, the content of the content, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it's about is helpful, and it teaches people in a way that they can connect with, even though they're not. Always assume that people have never bought a house before. They don't understand it. You have to put yourself in their shoes. If you had never bought a house before, what wouldn't you know? And then proceed with explaining. And if you can do that and teach them stuff, I promise your content will be shared and commented on more than you could imagine. Okay, the best content is not just entertaining, but it's also educational. And if it's both, man, you're onto something. You're absolutely onto something. So real quick, one more example that I see all the time is agents talking about earnest money or earnest money going hard. What does that mean to a consumer? Now, first off, they don't know what going hard means, and hearing you say going hard will probably make them laugh. When I first heard that, I was like, wait, we really call it that? Like, we really call it earnest money going hard? This is hilarious. This is amazing. So that's fantastic. But they're probably going to be like, wait, this is weird. Why are you being obscene? And then they're like, well, what's earnest money? So you have to explain what that means. You know, when you go to buy something, you have to put some sort of consideration along with the offer to make it legally valid. And customary to this state, we use something called earnest money, where you say, hey, here's an offer, and we're going to put $5,000 along with it. And if we don't perform on it within a certain period of time, the seller, you get to keep this money. And then people are like, oh, cool. So earnest money is something, the concept that if you've never bought a house before, you don't understand it. You don't understand it. Why would you? Like, remember, guys, if you are speaking to people who have never bought, or they've bought but they've never sold before, why would they know certain concepts? How could they, unless they were within the industry? And if they are, they're not going to be hiring you because they're in the industry. So think about this as we go into this this next year. Speak to consumers as if they are consumers, not industry pros. You can talk to your buddies in the office and your team and your friends on social who are also agents, or your lender partners or your title people that you're all friends. You guys can speak the industry language because you understand it. Consumers don't. Don't speak to them like they're idiots, but speak to them as if they don't understand what we understand, which is true. Okay. So going into this new year, I know a lot of you have made resolutions that you're gonna level up, right? I see this all the time. I'm leveling up this year. I'm gonna do things differently. I'm actually going to invest in the shit that I need. I'm going to get better tools and platforms and all that. Cool. I think that that's good. But how many of you are still using all the same stuff? You're still using the same stuff, doing things the same way. I'm sorry, that's not leveling up. That's just using the same shit and probably just working harder with it. Cool. If you have all the right tools in place, awesome. If it works. But a lot of you don't. So I encourage you to go check out our partner, Follow Up Boss. They have built the industry's most powerful CRM and business growth platform for agents. It's super user-friendly. It has a mobile app. It's incredible. All right. So don't take my word for it. You need to go try it yourself. And thank God they're awesome. And they're giving you guys as Massive Agent listeners a 30-day free trial with no credit card required. They're so confident in it that they're like, hey, you don't even worry about the credit card until you've tried it out. And if you want to do it, go for it. They're confident. So go check it out. This could be one of the tools that you've been looking for a long time that will help you streamline your business, have better communications with your clients, have better task lists and action plans and all that. But you won't know unless you try it. So go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, and get their 30-day free trial for Massive Agent listeners only. Pretty damn cool. Thank you, Follow Up Boss, for being a great partner, for making a great platform for the industry and being great to our audience. We appreciate you very much. So guys, I appreciate you listening this week. Please take what I've said today to heart. And if you are one of those, if you're one of the offenders that's been talking over the heads of consumers, stop it. Okay. Please stop it. And, what's good about it is it's a very quick change that you can make. It's just you have this awareness. You're like, oh, I'm speaking to somebody that doesn't understand this stuff. So let me explain what it means to them. You start doing that. I get a lot of people that are like, hey, I'm doing everything you're saying, but my content just isn't growing. I'm not getting more, my audience isn't growing, my content isn't taking off. And sometimes it's the content itself. What are you talking about? How are you talking about it? Sometimes this is it. Sometimes your content's great and your energy is great and your personality is great and it quality is great, but you're just not making a connection with the intended viewer because you're not explaining it to them. You're not explaining what it means to them. Make this minor shift, and this could make a major shift in how well you do online, in how much exposure you get, how many new people see you. More content equals more exposure. More exposure equals more business. You're going to have more closings if you get more exposure, okay? And you start getting, you get that more exposure and a deeper connection with those that do see your stuff, you're going to be getting a lot more closings. So focus on this and be self-aware enough to realize if you are somebody who's been just regurgitating and resharing headlines. I've done that before. So it's easy, you know, just reshare, boom. But that easy does not mean effective. Easy does not mean the best. So just be self-aware enough to make a change and don't just blow it off. If you're still listening, I don't think you've blown it off. I think you're taking it seriously. So I applaud you for that. I want you guys to have the best 2022 possible. Make sure, guys, that you go join our beta group for the Massive Agent Society coaching group. This is not the Facebook ads training anymore. That's still included. You get all that. But our main focus is on growing you and holding you accountable to do the things that will move the needle. And that'll happen within the first week. If you do our first 7-day action plan and do it every single day, and then use the added bonuses and tools that we're going to give you, I promise you, you will level the hell up quickly, mentally, and in your bank account, because you're going to be doing more business. MassiveAgentSociety.com/beta. Join the beta group, open for 1 week only, then we're closing it down, and I don't know when it's going to be open again. So go do that today. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you. If you got value from this episode, please share it with somebody in your office, share it on social media, talk about it in your story. Just help us get the word out. That's all we ask. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. Thank you, guys. See ya.